Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Did everybody see this? I mean, this is like some insanity going on with our government. I mean, remember the other day we listened to a said representative, an employee that works for their employer, we the people, we the government in this country. Remember when he told us last week, when we could go outside and when we couldn't go outside because of the heat. And of course, they're bolstering all their efforts right now because they want to bring in something called climate change, which does not exist. Remember that? And I told you he is way outside of his scope of authority. And no, you, sir, are not my big brother. Okay. Well, guess what, friends? In New York City, look what they're doing. They're just slowly tightening the noose on all of the do-nothings, aren't they? Yep, they are. New York City's latest regulatory overreach, no more ketchup packets and napkins. Oh, tell me it isn't so, friends. Tell me it isn't so. Hey, friends, listen carefully. Make yourself sheep in the wolves. Are devouring. That's what these wolves do, and they're embarrassing to call them wolves, friends. They're a bunch of effeminate criminals is what they are. And look where we're at today, because the American people haven't figured it out yet. That they are not working for the people. They're working for special interest groups. So much so, I wanted to play this portion for you as well. This is brand new by the New American Standard. Now, I don't know a lot of those guys over there, but what I do see from them, it has been good. That's what I know of them, and this information is fantastic. But it again shows you government overreach, them usurping authority that's never been given unto them, and again, they're doing it because the people are allowing them to do it. As Edmund Burke, I believe, was the one that was responsible for saying, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, friends. Well, guess what they're doing? Just exactly that. Whatever you're letting them get away with. Check this out.
All right, let's look at our next story. First, they came for the gas stoves, and now the Biden administration is coming after dishwashers, hot water heaters, refrigerators, and even ceiling fans. In May, the Department of Energy, or DOE, published a proposal for new so-called efficiency standards. The new standards promise to not only make dishwashers ineffective, but also make them so expensive that you'll need a home improvement loan to buy one. As the DOE is plotting the best ways to harm American consumers, it's also assuring us that its new rule will save us a pile of money in utility bills. This reminds me of a famous quote from former President Ronald Reagan.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Oh my goodness, friends, and that's exactly where we're at today. They just want to keep submitting themselves over to more tyranny, incrementally, little by little. Why? Because they refuse to obey the Lord. Wasn't it Robert Winthrop, the Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, that said, either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God in doing, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-betweenites. That's exactly right. That's exactly what he said, and that's exactly where we're at today in America, friends. It's exactly where we're at. Now, listen, really quick, some new information just came up just a couple minutes ago. It shows you police arresting Christians for preaching the Word of God, which is a clear violation of the First Amendment. But Americans are getting conditioned to that as well, not understanding what George Washington meant when he said, if you allow them to take away the First Amendment, you will be led like sheep to the slaughter. Because we didn't want to take heed to the warnings that Ben Franklin gave when he said that freedom of speech is a bulwark of our liberties. But that's what's under attack. And I didn't know that it was the purpose of government to condemn the righteous and to justify the wicked. Well, that's what's happening in Isaiah 5:20. And I'm going to go ahead and play this video for you because we have Marcus, who was arrested just a couple days ago, on the radio with us. So I'm going to pull him up in just a moment, but I want you to check this out. This is in Wisconsin.
But through love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another.
The police just went over to Marcus and said, you're done. You're done.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What is the problem?
I'm on vacation. What are you doing?
What's wrong?
What are you doing?
No, I'll just grab my heart.
You didn't give any warning. You just grabbed the mic.
No, this is the same one that we had in here.
Yeah, that was in there. It was not out here.
What is wrong with you?
What are you doing? You didn't give us any warning.
I didn't know that that was the
They said we can speak out here in the
south. Okay, folks, so I didn't know that it was the government's job to condemn the righteous. Isn't that Isaiah 59? Judgment is turned backwards. The purpose of government, just as a reminder to those that are tuning in and who haven't tuned in before, to maintain order, not to create disorder. Just the opposite of what you see today in America. To restrain men from violating God's moral law. Literally, to restrain men from sin, said John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. That's found in 1 John 3:4. And the other purpose of government, friends, is to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous, which is found in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But what are we seeing today? We're seeing the American people, the 329.5 million people, roll over in the face of a small portion of the people and submitting to their tyrannical orders. Now, this is the question that needs to be begged with everybody listening and watching right now. Where do you suppose this is going to lead? Do you think that our rights are just going to mysteriously come back to us without the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2? Or do you suppose that we're going to actually have to stand up and fight the good fight of faith in magnifying the law against those that are violating our God-given rights? The right to do what the law permits, not the other way around, said Charles D. Montesquieu, who said liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Whose law are we talking about? Well, just go to any Capitol building in the United States of America, or just go into any swearing in of any politician that works for We the People when you see them with their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within his word, and you'll understand. Against all enemies, by the way, both foreign and domestic. Has anybody had enough of this yet? Me too. Me too. Real quick, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That is Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top of that page, subscribe, SOL Radio Live, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We have our friend Marcus calling in. You were just arrested, Marcus. What took place and where did this happen? Where you guys were out on the street preaching and the police came over and had the audacity to violate your First Amendment. I'm curious.
Yeah, we were at a drag queen story hour in Watertown, and we were just peacefully protesting. That was actually the first time that any of us had used any amplification that day, so it's not like we had received any warnings or anything like that. I mean, for those who have gone on the streets and done things like that before, I mean, they all know that typically if, like, you're breaking a Cody a city violation without annoyance, the officer will come up and ask you to turn it down or turn it off or something like that. He'll talk to you. But that's not what they did for me. They just came up and started ripping the mic out of my hand. No warning beforehand. And then they just arrested me, if you watch the video. And
yeah, I'm playing it right now as we're talking, Marcus. And by the way, thanks for jumping on with such short notice. This was is this Watertown, South Dakota, then, is where this took place?
No, sorry, Watertown in Wisconsin.
Okay, that's what I originally said. It was in Wisconsin, but I did not know that there was a Watertown there. Yeah, I'm watching it right now. We're all watching it right now on social media platforms. And a guy just comes up and grabs your wrist. It's almost like he's out of his scope of authority. I mean, he almost acts like, he is the law, that he is above the law, and he's treating you like you're below him every step of the way. He's still holding on to you right now, or actually your microphone. And I'm just kind of curious, what transpired after they arrested you? What took place?
Yeah, they took me over. They had like a little building that they were working from most of that
yeah,
day.
I'm sorry, Marcus. Yeah, we're watching you right now, and they're strong-arming you right now, treating you like you're some sort of criminal. Were they actually enforcing the law against those that were promoting and distributing pornography, which is a felony in the United States of America, or was it just you guys that were the problem?
No, it was just us.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That just kind of comes with the territory today because the American people don't know God's word, nor do they know the Constitution, and that's exactly why these things are taking place today. And one of the things that I noticed too, Marcus, is you're a younger guy, and I'm noticing that the younger people across the country are actually the ones that are going to have to stand up and fight for their freedoms if they want their freedoms to remain. How are you seeing that across the country?
Yeah, actually, I'm seeing a little bit of both, where I see a lot of young people who are just kind of stuck in the apathy of, you know, not really caring about what's going on about, around them. But I do also see an awakening where more and more young people, especially with things like this, where they see people getting arrested, they see people standing for truth, and they see that it's far past the time for us to continue to sit on our couches and be asleep while all this evil is going around us. We need to actually take a stand. And, I mean, that's what Christians did before us. That's what the apostles did before us. That's what the prophets did
Amen.
Before us. And
Amen.
That's the reason why we have the freedoms we have today, is because bold men did take a stand. And so if we want to keep those freedoms, if we want to keep Christian morality in the public square, then we're actually going to have to sacrifice some things. We're actually going to have to lay ourselves down for the cause of Christ and his kingdom. And so I definitely do see a lot more young people
Amen, dude.
Coming to that reality.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'm playing your video. This police officer just walked up to you unlawfully, grabbed your wrist in such a fashion, almost to suggest that you're resisting him, which I can clearly see that you're not. Go ahead and spell out to us and paint the picture for us, if you would, as to what took place right after they arrested you.
Yeah, so I just started asking them, like, why am I being arrested? You know, they didn't talk to me, they didn't say anything, they didn't give me any warning, they just come over and arrest me. So I was just asking, why am I being arrested? And originally the officer said for resisting arrest, which obviously doesn't make sense.
Yep.
There has to be an original reason why I was being arrested in the first place. And so he said amplification without a permit, which I didn't know that that was something that you just go and arrest someone for. Typically, at the very, very most, that's a citation. But yeah, so that's what they said. And so they took me into this back building, and I actually had a discussion with the officer who ripped the mic out of my hand for probably 10 minutes or so. We just went back and forth, and funny enough, the officer was actually trying to defend himself, which usually they don't do. Typically, they'll just like, oh, be quiet and walk out and whatnot and leave you alone. But he was actually trying to defend himself, and, you know, I told him, I pointed that out to him. I'm like, I think that's because, you know, your conscience is convicting you. You know you've done wrong, and that's the only reason why you're trying to wrestle with me right now. With this in your mind.
And well, so, or here's the other thing, too. This is why it's so important, Marcus, to actually record everything. We do the same thing because people lie all the time. And what they'll do is they'll actually grab your hair, pull your hair, slap your face. And then when the cameras get there, they'll play the victim and they'll accuse you of the crimes that they're guilty of. Revelation 12:9. And it's really smart to do that. But I almost suspect that the police officer knew that what he did was completely in violation of the First Amendment. And can I stand corrected there, or did he actually acknowledge what he did was wrong, and that's why he was trying to paint himself as the victim?
Well, of course, he refused to acknowledge that it was wrong, but he was trying to defend himself, and essentially what he was saying was, if we were holding an event at the park that day, we wouldn't want a bunch of people coming to protest us. And I said, yeah, but we wouldn't be perverting children. We wouldn't be having, you know, the like drag queens twerking on little kids. If you see some of the video footage, which we have that as well, we have video footage of what the drag queens were actually doing that day.
Yep.
They were dressed in, it was essentially like an open strip show.
Yep.
You know, they had the tips and the dollar bills, you know, that they're giving to the drag queens, and the drag queens were essentially showing their butt cheeks in front of the children and twerking in front of the kids doing these dances. And the officers were watching that all day, and what's funny is they actually had a city ordinance that, like, explicitly goes against any of that.
Of course. Yep.
And we brought that to the police. One of our guys actually tried to file a complaint with the police saying that the drag queens were breaking the city ordinance. And they refused to do anything, but of course they come and attack all of us. That same officer who tried to steal the microphone from me was also the same officer who earlier had actually shoved into some of our people. He was acting like that all day. You could tell that there was clearly a personal bias there, and it had nothing to do with the amplification or him just trying to uphold the city ordinance. It was all about him trying to shut down what we were saying because he didn't like that we were standing against evil.
Amen. And we don't ask the devil for permission, right, Marcus? To obey God. Amen. Okay, so one more question for you while I have you here. Are you guys going to take legal action concerning what this law enforcement officer just did in contrast and in stark contradiction of the law?
Yes, that's what we're planning to do.
Amen. Good. Okay, so do you guys need help in that area, or do you guys already got someone watching your six that's going to take it to them? Because if we don't learn to take it to the enemy and set the record straight, they're going to continuously do the things that they're doing today, and I'm sure you all the well know that, Marcus.
Right. Yeah, we do have a law firm that seems interested in the case. It's not settled yet, but you know, we're definitely looking for different options. And
okay.
So,
did they throw you in jail? I'm curious. Did they throw you in jail, Marcus?
No, they didn't. They took me back to the police station and took my mugshot and stuff like that, but they ended up putting me in a...
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we got a bunch of men dressed up as women preying on the children, which is a felony in the United States of America. And because you're standing on the sides of the law, the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, in enforcing the law and condemning the crime, these cops, ignorant of the law, come over and accuse you of a crime that the men dressed up as women are committing. I mean, you can't make this up, Marcus. You really can't.
Right. And even, actually, again, they weren't even accusing me of a crime. They didn't come over and address me at all. They just come over and arrest me. They didn't even talk to me. And what's even more crazy is what they did to my friend Nick. My friend Nick, he was just walking around trying to get recordings of what the drag queens were doing, and they didn't quite end up arresting him. They did say he was under arrest, but then it looked like they didn't follow through with it. But they did give him a citation simply for trying to walk in a public park and get on recording what the drag queens were doing to the kids. He wasn't preaching, he wasn't speaking out, he wasn't holding a sign, nothing like that. He was just walking around trying to get recording.
Yep.
And
yep.
So that video is on TikTok too and stuff. And
can you send that? Well. Can you send that via email over to me, Marcus? Because if I can get that on the show still today, I have about, well, I'm about halfway through right now. But if I can get that on the show to show the people, I'm broadcasting in 159 cities. I want them to see in contrast as to who they left alone and why the question that the people have to answer is why did the police not enforce the law against these people that were, or I'm sorry, criminals that were making a parade of the children. If you can get that to me, Marcus, I'd greatly appreciate it. We got 1 minute. I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Yeah, I just say that it's important for more Christians to take a stand. It's time that we meet this evil and these drag queens and this perversion of the family out in the field. We go to battle out in the field before it's knocking down our front door. And it's already gotten to the point where it's really starting to knock down our front door. But we need to fight this before they're coming for our own children. We need to fight this. And if we don't try to stand up for the children that are being perverted out in the public square, and we stay apathetic to that, then there's nobody who's going to be left to protect our children and our future generations.
Amen. Amen, dude. I totally appreciate it, Marcus. And again, thank you for jumping on with such a short amount of heads up. And again, we totally appreciate that. I'll send you a copy of the show later on. Again, folks, look at the young people are having to stand up and fight for the next generation. You know, it's true what Wesley said, the great field preacher over in England. He said, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. Well, if you stand in the gap and you see the righteous that the Lord raises up. In the meantime, they'll do the standing as well in fighting off what the older generation failed to fight off. Here we are, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver is dead. The 71-year-old was hospitalized yesterday while serving as acting governor. Governor Phil Murphy has been on vacation and she couldn't carry out duties, so Senate President Nick Scutari stepped into the role. She was taken to Cooperman Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, where she passed away. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis inviting Vice President Kamala Harris to Florida to set the record straight over the African-American curriculum controversy.
You got to choose. Are you going to side with Kamala Harris and liberal media outlets? Or are you going to side with the state of Florida? And I think it's very clear that these guys did a good job.
DeSantis sending a letter to Harris saying he can meet as early as tomorrow. She is speaking in Orlando today. More high temperatures are set to impact the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts, particularly in states like Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, quick heads up. We are going to be at the Minnesota State Fair coming up. Thank you for the people that are volunteering. We totally appreciate that. It's 12 days, and it is 12 hours a day. And what an opportunity. And that's exactly how we look at it. I mean, when the Lord said, ask of me and I'll give unto thee the heathen as thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. Oh, my goodness. Not only is he given us the United States as a playground, folks, but when you go to the Minnesota State Fair, there is nobody there doing what we have been doing for the last 15 years. And that is preaching law to grace, Galatians 3:24. And there's about 2 to 3 million people that pass through those hallways. We are at the grandstand, bottom floor, third row in. This will be year 15. And again, that will be taking place August 24th through September 4th. Again, August 24th through September 4th. That's 12 hours a day. Looks like we got another date possibly coming up this month in our backyard, which we're totally appreciative of. And outside of that, we'll give you more information as those days, as we move closer to that timeline. And also, we have on the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to be in Arizona for 3 dates, the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th, up and coming. So if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it, 3 months out always. If it's something that we can slip in between concerning the dates that we have, we greatly appreciate that as well. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Wanted to let you know, too, friends, if you would like to, well, how do I say that? I don't want to be sarcastic. I really don't like being sarcastic, but it's pretty crazy. I've warned the American people over and over again that we've seen George Bush Sr., who's now in hell where he belongs. He found out that no man's able to save his own soul alive, Psalm 22. And this was the guy that called out a new global order, a new world order. Out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Over 200 times he said it from the presidential bully pulpit. And with that said, we know that America is the one that is the founder, or should I say the fountainhead, of the global order. We know that. Through the United Nations, we see what they're doing. They're trying to garner authority that's never been given to them as well. We see it happening right now in Michigan, in other states where the UN is trying to usurp that authority. Okay. With that said, I told you that China and Russia and the Pope, they're all calling for a new world order. And I know that the media likes to play off, and they always do it, friends. They want you to believe that we're at war with China and we're at war with Russia. But, folks, that's just not the case. It's not the case at all. They're all calling for a global order because they're tearing down the governments of the world in hopes of recreating one just like them and their devilish selves, John 8:44. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because RedVoiceMedia.com just highlighted the fact that China and Russia, simultaneously working in alliance, are taking over Africa's resources. And guess what? Over in Africa, friends, they're the ones resisting the New World Order. And what is the mainstream media and the useful idiots under the Mockingbird CIA-controlled media doing? They're trying to convince you that these countries are again, a bunch of monsters that need to be rolled over on. And Americans are not paying attention due to the fact that we have 737 military bases in 142 countries. Or is it 148? Forgive me. And there's 162 countries. I didn't know that we had the constitutional authority to police the world and to put military bases all over the world to dominate those countries that want to be left alone. We have no right to entangle ourselves with any other country. And what happens when they say, no, we're not going along with the global order? What do? Well, look at countries like Iraq, friends. They just toppled them. The CIA goes in, like through that of with Saddam Hussein, and what do? Rumsfeld sets him up and props him up to the CIA, and when they don't need him anymore, they take him down and they cast into your minds that he's a devil and he needs to be taken care of. And I'm not saying that he wasn't. I'm just simply saying, friends, it's not our business to be over there stealing away their resources on a global basis. And I'm sick of it, and we need to wake up to what's going on here. And again, going back to the point that I'm making, friends, China and Russia are taking over Africa's resources. They're not at odds with each other, friends. They're not at odds. They're in alliance. And Americans, we still have the freedom to do the right thing, and we need to get busy doing it. Okay? Yesterday, I played a video for you. I want to reiterate it. I want you to hear it again because it's disturbing. Friends, what is it that these said globalists, they love to be called globalists and elitists, okay? These are the ones that try to put themselves in the place of God. Isaiah 14, it's not going to happen, never will. Okay, that's what history teaches us. Go ahead and test your steel, but it's not going to fly here, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah to that. Okay. But what is it going to take for the people in this country to figure out that all the bad guys that were responsible for the last crisis are out re-engaging on later date to go ahead and attack and assail the people on a global basis again? Why? Because the people failed to deal with the bad guys. It's that simple. Right? And I said it yesterday, justice guards our liberties, and if we want to disobey God and keeping his commandments and bringing justice upon the heads of the wicked, hey, that's our bad. That's not on him, that's on him. Or I'm not on him, I'm sorry, that's on us. And don't you think for one moment you're going to be raptured from responsibility. That is the most backwards thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. I want to make clear. Let's go back to this. I want you to hear this. And if you didn't hear it yesterday, you're going to hear it now. It is bothersome. But this is what's happening. It's not like the bad guys are hiding any of this anymore. They're doing it in the light of day. They're not doing this in a closet anymore. The people on a global basis know what the bad guys mean to do. And again, I have to say this. It's one of the great mysteries that I'm going to ask the Lord about on Judgment Day. Lord, how is it that the mass amount of people on a global basis allowed the one or two? And I got an answer back right now. I can tell you why. Because they failed to obey the Lord. That's exactly why. Thank you, Lord. They failed to obey the Lord. That's why the masses are controlled by the few. It's called oligarchy, by the way, where few rule over many. And if only the people understood their power and their authority, they could stop this in a day, like they are in other countries, friends. In a day. It's not like what they're doing is lawful, friends. They're making a prey out of the innocent. Americans, are you tired? I'm speaking to America now. Are you tired of your media and corruption within the halls of government accusing you of the crimes that they are guilty of? Me too. Absolutely. Hey, folks, I am a reformer. I want reformation. We, the people in this country, have forgotten that we are the government. We are the ones that delegate the authority to our said representatives, not the other way around. And that authority, by the way, comes from the Lord. Doesn't come from man. It's not man-made. Okay? I hope I just answered some questions for the lawyers out there that are trying to figure out where law came from. I just gave you the answer. It came from the Lord. That's why you see the Ten Commandments on Capitol buildings throughout the United States. Okay? I'm going to play this for you. Let's go ahead and play it out so you can hear. And listen carefully, friends, as to what they're doing right now. The bad guys, we all know who they are. We all know who they are.
Soft coup.
That's a soft coup.
And the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws.
Okay, so what they're doing, friends, is they're trying to create a world without God. This is history repeating itself again. That's what she's saying. They're trying to do away with the old laws, and they're trying to recreate new ones. And it's not law, it's lawlessness. Okay? They want the face of their father, the devil, to shine forth, and they want you to believe that he is in control of all things. He is not. He is a defeated foe. When Jesus Christ on the cross said, "It is finished," right then and there, the prince of the world was cast out, Scripture tells us. And then Christ, upon his resurrection, looks at the church, Christians, and he says to them, "I've given you all power and authority over the enemy." Period. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's take that period away. Let's put an exclamation point there. Because then he says, "I created you to take domain. I've created you to conquer, not to get by, not to expect me to do something for you that you can't do for yourself," as if to suggest that he would do that in the first place. That's not what he does, friends. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That's what he's looking for, okay? But we must test his resources. This pleases him, okay? In the face of all impossibilities, God is a God of the impossible. Amen. Hallelujah.
Under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda.
Okay. So they're creating all these crises, friends. All these emergencies are all created by those that mean to rule over you.
Is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO director in the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty.
The WHO, W-H-O, a criminal organization that the United States means to give power over so they can usurp and make null and void the existing laws, which, by the way, is null and void, not the other way around.
And amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance, censorship,
they're already
get
doing
rid
that.
Of freedom of speech,
they're already
require
trying to do that.
Governments to censor and only push a single narrative.
Okay, yesterday also, we highlighted the fact that 90%, friends, 90% of all the information that you get is from the controlled mockingbird media.
disobedient. 90%. It's probably higher than that. That's why they're censoring people that are telling you the Word of God and the law, because they don't want you to believe that we're the good guys. They want you to believe that we're the bad guys for holding to our foundations. And yes, there is some ignorant, blind, and deaf individuals, Jeremiah 5:21, that might just take heed to that. I'll play the rest of this on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi everyone, this is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Go ahead and resume play on this because, folks, just when you didn't think they were going to go ahead and take it a step further than what they already have, I mean, as if we haven't seen them do that time and time again to the extreme over the last couple of years concerning the pandemic and what they pushed through unlawfully, which means it's null and void. If the people knew the difference, it's null and void, friends. I'm going to show you a video. Have you all heard of 15-Minute Cities? This is what your said representatives are doing, but I'm going to finish playing this out, and then I'll get to the next point here, okay? This is insanity, but this is what's happening right now.
So we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization...
Okay, so then they want to create another crisis where they can forcefully mandate, like that in Florida, by the way. I know that they're trying to sell DeSantis to you guys as a good guy right now, folks, just not the case. Look at Bill SB 2006. This is where the governor basically gave authority to the Department of Health to go ahead and quarantine and vaccinate by force if need be.
Look at that bill. Question anything that you want to with us. We back it up here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But folks, know that this is happening all over the United States of America. So you're already seeing the governors tee it up for what the globalists mean to do when they create the next crisis. And rest assured, they're going to if the people let them off on the last pandemic that they created.
Nation CEPI is planning to do, and one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO, to bring this forward. Other things that the amendments do is to bind the states so they are no longer recommendations but enforceable edicts. Provide a liability shield.
Okay, that's why it's important for you guys to understand what the law says and what it doesn't say. She said to enforce lawful edicts. Lawful according to what? Looks like law, smells like law, but guess what, friends? It's not law. And I've said this again, friends, in the past. Looks like a duck, walks like a duck, but guess what? It's not a duck. They can call it lawful edicts all they want. I remember at one time, a man that I greatly respect said that everything that Adolf Hitler was lawful. No, there's nothing Adolf Hitler that did was lawful. Matter of fact, the proceedings of the court cases during the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945, the first thing Truman said is the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken here. Learn that lesson now while you still have the time to do so, friends, so they cannot go ahead and recreate a history that we never want to think of again a day in our lives.
Get rid of intellectual property rights, move supplies from one country to another, enforce digital passports.
Listen carefully.
And the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world.
Listen carefully. That's exactly right. What they're trying to do is consolidate all of this under crisis, okay? And it's going to be sold to you for your health, just like Adolf Hitler did. For your health. This is for your good. As if to suggest they know better than we do, or our forefathers knew, friends.
Saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept
is communism,
a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals.
Well, we already see that. Because 70 million babies in America alone have been eradicated under the guise of choice. In contrast to when the Lord said, thou shalt not kill. Americans, you're not going to get out of that one. Okay, so anyways, we have that. That was from yesterday. It was important enough for you to see it again. Now I want to go over, and I want you to allow this woman to highlight. I believe she's from Germany. And she's going to highlight the 15-minute cities that the said globalists want to establish. That means you have to live within 15 minutes of the cities that they established. And if you think that this is way outside of the possibilities, friends, of what they can do, you might want to go ahead and I'm talking to people in the United States, you might want to go ahead and open up your eyes and look at all these corporate buildings that they're creating all over the United States right now as they allow the illegals to flood in. They're replacing Americans with the illegals is what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. And they're creating and establishing workforces. Okay? And that doesn't include you, Christians and constitutionalists. So you understand. Just ask the DHS. They'll tell you who the problem is. They've already told you, friends. They've already defined 72 times over what a domestic terrorist is. And if you live in this country and you hold to the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, you are deemed a domestic terrorist. When, in fact, Oxford's English Dictionary, terrorism defines government by intimidation out as terrorists. So let's get into perspective who the terrorists are. Let's go over to this woman that tells us the truth when very far and few between are willing to do so anymore.
In cities, they will have to have those before they can lock you down. So in Great Britain, some county already passed legislation. They will be able to impose a climate lockdown. That's the next step. So in order to do that, they will have to have these 15-minute cities. The next
Christine
step
Anderson.
Then, of course, will be. You are only allowed to leave your immediate area for like 2 or 3 times a year. So, but there's other people that may have more money, and they can actually buy your passings off of you. So guess what? The poor people will be left in these 15-minute neighborhoods, while the ones that are better off get to go wherever they want to go. Look at Saudi Arabia, for instance. They're pulling up Neom City. They call it the Line. So this is like a structure in the middle of a desert, 200 kilometers long, 200 meters wide, 500 meters high, and it will house up to 9 million people. If I wanted to get total control of the people, that's exactly where and how I would house them. And then having them on a three meals a day prescription, well, guess what will happen if you do not do as you are told? They will probably cancel that. It's so easy. It will be a complete impoverishment and enslavement of all the people.
See, this is what happens when you reject the word of God. it's almost like, here it is. Do you know after September 11th, friends, 2001, do you know eyewitnesses that scene, the alleged planes hit the buildings? Did you know that they said it was like watching a movie? I was just going to say, isn't it interesting when you're listening to this, it's almost like you were watching a movie. Because it's so fictitious, but it's not. And that's the whole purpose, and that's how they desensitize people and indoctrinate people, because now we're here, and this woman is sitting here telling you the reality of what they're trying to do, which sounds like, in fact, a fictitious movie. But guess what? It's not. It's not. Now you understand who's been indoctrinating you, right? If you have not been feeding on the bread of life, John 6:35, I strongly suggest that's where you get. Not to save your backsides, but to save your soul, friends. And if the judgments of God at this point in our history drive you to the foot of the cross, then so be it. Read Matthew 11:28 when you get a moment. And 29 and 30. He said he will not cast out those that come unto him, friends. I will in no wise, he said, cast them out that come unto me. And again, I'm reminding you right now that, folks, we're in a position where without the divine intervention of God, all is going to go for naught. I don't believe that. I've never believed that. Hey, folks, the devil can tell me how scared he is all day long by telling us that there's nothing we can do. I reject that voice. And I openly open these hearing devices that the Lord gave me with a full heart in hearing what he says. When he said, call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. The history of the church, friends, is that our backs are up against the wall, and here he comes. And the devil knows it, and that's why he's trying to spread as much fear of consequence that he can push during the time. Why? Because his time is limited. And I want to remind you something, friends. He is a defeated foe. Don't you ever forget it. He is a defeated foe. Those that are in Christ, you are walking as witnesses of the resurrection. That is an inconquerable power that you walk in. Just ask King David. Just ask Gideon. Just ask Jephthah or Samson or Bradley Dean.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.